You're listening to DraftKings Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Dan, many question the contract he was giving. He made matters worse by getting off to a really slow start. Lately, though, he's been showing signs of life. But Dan, after going 3-for-4 with 2 homers, 2 runs scored, and 5 RBIs, make no mistake about it, Francisco Lindor is back. Ribbies. Dan, the Metropolitans. Good.
Yeah, they're in first place. And good. Lindor's been terrible all season until recently.
He's back, though.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
You missed the memo. The K and Kawhi no longer standing for Clippers collision course. The LA Clippers are better without Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, no.
If you had the big three of Paul George, Reggie Jackson, and Terrence Mann as the big three that would get the Clippers to their first ever conference finals, congratulations. Nothing, and I mean nothing, sums up Chris Paul's career quite like him, sitting at home, not helping his current team play against the team he could never get to a conference final.
That's it. So Chris Paul was great during the second round, but because he missed the first game, you're right back to killing Chris Paul?
Yep. Then again, Chris Paul is used to sitting home this time of year. Dan, since the Hawks fired Lloyd Pierce, they are 34-13 and just 4 wins away from the NBA Finals.
You think they're going to do it?
Hell no. Oh, man, but Nate McMillan has to be the coach of the year, right?
I don't know. I thought you said Thibs was the coach of the year.
That's right. I forgot about Thibs. Back to Chris Paul for a second. Speaking of Paul, Paul Ricard. Dan, you know what the V in Max Verstappen stands for?
No.
Vroom, vroom. Guy could drive.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom. Vroom. You got it.
Yes.
You know the sound you make when you're, you know.
Yes, I believe that's onomatopoeia.
Vroom, vroom.
Onomatopoeia, I believe, is what that is.
You have to do this like you're holding a handlebar when you do vroom, vroom, right? You have to do that?
I don't know what that was. That looked more like a sock puppet.
Where was I?
Vroom, vroom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you. I'm not sure what the poor sideline reporter did to the goal scorer for Hungary to have her work table ruined. Less Blues with a shock draw to the Hungarians, Dan. I hate these soccer ones, where apparently the pandemic isn't happening. You know what the
That's Le Bleu, Dan?
Le Bleu.
You should stop writing those soccer ones if you hate them so much.
I know, I should. It's on me, you're right. Dan, you know what the D in Devin Booker stands for?
I do not.
It stands for doesn't need Chris Paul. How about that?
Yeah.
That guy is good. Suns, Bucks, otherwise known as Adam Silver's Nightmare. Suns, Hawks, otherwise known as the thing that might make Adam Silver quit. The G in Gallinari stands for grapefruits.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. Will Suns, Hawks make Adam Silver quit?
That is so dreadful. I mean,
just be so great.
All the opportunities the NBA.
He just quits right before the finals.
The Deer District, the rare scene that looks fun, yet doesn't seem safe. Process this. Reggie Jackson did something Chris Paul could not. Mr. June. Ryan Lochte.
Wait, are you just killing Chris Paul for getting COVID?
Like, I don't know what I'm doing with Chris Paul. He hasn't played a game yet.
He hasn't done anything other than
well, he didn't play.
It seems like
you're right. He hasn't done anything.
Taken the opportunity that he's gotten COVID to just rip him.
He even got vaccinated. He did everything he could do.
He was great in the second round.
Where was he?
He got COVID.
He's watching at home like he always is. Ryan Lochte. It was a good, but oftentimes strange, run. The L in Lochte stands for loon. Derek Carr said he only wants to play quarterback for the Raiders. Otherwise, he would quit. Derek, if they can get Aaron, you quitting isn't going to stop them.
That's true.
I mean, what is he talking about? By the way, I want to challenge him on that. Raiders, please get Derek Carr. I want to see if Derek Carr quits. I
do. Please get Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. Dan, I was flipping through the channels over the weekend and noticed NBC is still trotting out Mike Milbury. Roy, is that possible?
It can't be.
Why?
They got rid of him.
He was back out there.
What?
Mike Milbury is back.
Was he? Are you sure?
I think so.
Are you sure about that?
Now we got to look it up. Now he's leaking confidence. He's like Ben Simmons all of a sudden. Did I get this wrong?
I think he turned down hockey coverage for the first time in 6 months and just assumed that Milbury was there.
It's possible.
I saw him.
All right. We will get to the bottom of this. Roy will have an update for us at the end of this.
The Y in Quinn Snyder stands for, why'd you leave Rudy Gobert on Terrence Mann for so long? I got that from Mike Scher. Stigatz, get your own material. I love that Mike Scher is sending me weekend observations. So amazing. Also, who the f*** is Terrence Mann? Bit aggressive. Who is he? I feel like Steve Ballmer celebrated the entire night without the aid of alcohol or drugs, just adrenaline and some Diet Coke. Really do. Somebody tell the Portuguese to mark Robin Gossens and Joshua Kimmich. Played in acres of space.
Yeah, someone make sure to learn Portuguese so that you can tell them that.
Joshua Kimmich?
That was close. But they weren't playing in acres of space. You agree with me on that, right? I mean, just acres upon acres.
Acres.
The Lakers fired their trainer. The Lakers did it. Right?
Oh,
oh,
my God. Oh, man.
That's a good one, eh?
That's got to fix it.
Lakers fired, right? Makes sense, though. I mean, when your best player tells you months in advance what's going to happen and you do nothing to prevent it, you get fired. Yeah. Primetime U.S. Open golf. Heaven. John Rahm. Stones. Robert Griffin III is at the center of a bidding war between ESPN and Fox. Is there anything better than being at the center of a bidding war? Congrats, Robert.
Put it on the poll,
Guillermo. RG3.
Is there anything better than being at the center of a bidding war?
It's a good feeling. I wouldn't know about it. It's enough with England already. Every major tournament They get all this hype. Everyone says it's a golden generation. And then they draw 0-0 at home with the Scots. The Three Lions, please. Billy Gilmore is a cracking midfield player, though.
I'm surprised at your obsession with soccer.
It's amazing.
Just moments
for
after.
For something that's dead, yeah. Kevin Durant, I had far more respect for you. That was far. More respect for you.
It was really fart.
It was weird.
It sounded like you said you had fart more respect for him.
Far more respect for you after that Game 7 loss than I did after any win you had with the Golden State Warriors. We're getting there, me and KD. Baby steps. Still, though, no titles in my personal record book. Is it just me, or is there an influx of flies?
What?
Yeah, more flies than ever. Ask anyone. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay,
but just everywhere?
Tony's shaking his head back. The flies are everywhere, man.
Okay.
Flies are back.
Okay, flies are back.
Yeah.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo.
Well put.
Are flies back, or is the better question, have you noticed an influx of flies?
Flies are back. How about that? Golden Knights. Oh, the Islanders. Lord Stanley. Collision course.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think.
Yeah, I think
I'm nervous.
You were afraid of you.
Kucherov is hanging around.
The Lightning are unfair and terrifying last week. That did not sound confident. That was the least confident collision course I've ever heard.
Robin Lehner. Saving the day emphasis on save.
Leonard.
Whatever. Dan, one might say the buck stops here for the Brooklyn Nets. It's so bad. Who wrote that? What? In two of the biggest Game 7s in NBA history, James Harden is 4 of 25 from 3. That's all. That's all I got for you. Ryan McDonough, Tampa Bay Lightning, shooting with a stick against a Barry Trotz coach team in a must-win game is simply not enough. Next time, bring a gun. Ryan Pulock, Islanders, greatest play in the history of hockey. Did you see this, Dan?
Here we go again.
Did you see?
Happened minutes ago is Roy, the greatest thing in the history of anything.
You are a hockey expert on this show, okay? Was that the greatest play in the history of hockey?
Given the circumstances, yes. But less than 5 seconds to go in regulation.
Thank you.
Up by one. Yes, that's one.
I mean, a whirling dervish by Ryan McDonough. He whirls around, gets the goalie out of place, and then Pulock comes in out of nowhere to make a save, prevents the game from going to overtime. If it goes to overtime, points are Kucherov. They win that game, Dan.
Yeah, because Kucherov is always lurking.
He's always around, this Kucherov. Except the regular season.
In all of hockey, it's like a haunting. Kucherov is lurking somewhere.
On Saturday night, Game 4 of the Islanders and Lightning, combined with Game 7 of Nets-Bucks, made my head explode. James Jones is a GM and the executive of the year?
Yep.
JJ.
He got Chris Paul. That's why you didn't notice it, because you didn't respect it.
Couple of J's cutting it up. All of a sudden, Paul George is Michael Jordan. MJ, good luck trying to have a conversation about anything other than Game 5 with Barry Trotz between now and the time the puck drops. Hey, yes, Trotz, what are you having for lunch? He'll tell you Game 5. That's it. I love Trotz.
You have a weird obsession with him.
2 games away from the cup. According to the DailyMail.com, among Republicans, Vladimir Putin has a higher approval rating than Joe Biden. Our country is going to hell in a handbasket. Speaking of hell, Art Briles, Dan, those are the weekend
observations. Putin.
Mike Milbury was fired by NBC.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So what is the mistake that Stugatz made there?
That he saw him this weekend.
So he didn't see him this weekend?
He couldn't have saw him this weekend.
I could have sworn I saw him, man. I mean, who was it?
I don't know, but he wasn't there.
It's an excellent question, Stugatz. I don't know how you expect us to answer for you on what you saw this weekend.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
I just saw Ben Simmons on television, and he was wearing a rather ornate mask in the press conference, and it made me think he should have just put on like a Lucha Libre total mask and just spent the offseason that way. Just put on a total mask, don't let anyone see you, and just wander into the wilderness without anyone. It's going to be such a suffering for that dude. No matter how much money you make, Stugatz, it's going to hurt so much to have lost that much respect in the eyes of your peers,
yeah,
your teammates, where all of them are looking at you and they're just not respecting that you seemed scared.
$30 million this year, $40 million a year, 3 or 4 years from now. That kind of helps. I'm not saying he doesn't feel bad, but it softens the blow, does
well,
it not?
I don't want to have that discussion with you again. If you want to believe that, that's fine. I don't think that's helping him sleep last night. To lose the universal respect of the people in your locker room, where they're you're being asked questions. Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid are being asked questions, and they're like, yeah. It's a tricky question whether we should run it back. The game changed because you were afraid to dunk.
Jessica brought up a good point in the chat. Maybe Stugatz confused Mike Milbury with Mike Babcock.
Oh, Babs.
Before Scottie Pippen shows up here, let's do the funniest thing from the sports weekend.
Hey, people, tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend. Ha, ha, ha.
Chris Cody, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Just the Nets fans trolling Giannis. I mean, they stole the Heat's move a little bit, but I love James Harden reacting to the fans counting as if they were counting clearly too fast. So they got to like 12 and James Harden's like looking at the ref like, what, it's 12? And it's like they were counting really fast, James.
And it wasn't bothering him. It's like the best he shot free throws all season.
Not to critique the chanting of the Nets fans, but I feel like if you go Mississippi there, you're more kind of adequately counting
good
10
shout.
Seconds.
Good shot.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine, though, a chant? 7 Mississippi! 8 Mississippi!
What do you think a chant led by Witty would sound like at a game?
It would be a dissertation.
1 Machu Picchu. Tony, what do you got?
Obviously, it was Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Belated a little
you.
Bit. Manny Machado wore the unquestioned dad shoe, the Air Monarch, as a cleat, and I thought it was really funny.
Roy, what do you got?
In Chicago, the Marlins rookies had to get the veterans some donuts from Dunkin' Donuts in full uniform.
Oh, they had to go into the Dunkin' Donuts wearing their uniforms?
Yep.
What do you got, Whittingham?
Going for Austin FC's home debut, Matthew McConaughey, who has the actual title at Austin FC of Minister of Culture, leading the Austin FC supporter section in a chant of Verde Listos, which is their chant, banging on a bongo wearing a fully green suit.
I saw that green suit, and the last time I associated, wasn't McConaughey was arrested in Austin for playing the bongos nude, was he not? I believe that that's a true story. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Did you know that Matthew McConaughey was arrested once for playing the bongos nude in Austin? Billy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
PJ Tucker and Kevin Durant's mom going back and forth with each other during the game.
That was good. It's funny. Jessica, what do you got?
During the French Grand Prix, Valtteri Bottas cursing out his team for not using a two-pit strategy, and he ended up losing the race and was off podium because of it.
Can you give us some more racing knowledge, please? You're obsessed with this, and it is growing in popularity, and you are looking to carve out the space as the only person on this show who cares about it. Anything else from the weekend in racing that was fascinating?
Well, yeah, Lewis Hamilton lost his lead. He ended up getting second, which is still good, but now they're behind Max Verstappen in the Constructors' Cup and in the individual, you know, World Championship race. Verstappen looks really good, and Verstappen's team, they knew the strategy for this race, and Mercedes should have listened to Bottas, but they did not for some reason.
Vroom, vroom.
Stugatz, exactly. What was the funniest thing? Exactly.
Vroom, vroom.
What was that?
Yes, it's just Stugatz. It's Stugatz. It's the way he forgets vroom. His signature lines. Stugatz, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Mike Milbury.
This is not in sports, but the IRS evidently is continuing to sniff around Nicolas Cage.
I heard this weekend that he was in a movie where he didn't speak. Nicolas Cage. Full movie. Didn't speak.
Best performance ever.
Nicolas Cage is coming out. I saw the trailer. Someone has stolen his pig.
What?
Come on.
I'm not kidding.
Cinephobe is going to have a field day with that.
It's a truffle pig. It's a pig that detects truffles. I think truffles are super valuable. Someone has stolen it, and Nicolas Cage got the script and is like, okay, I'll keep doing it because I'm doing 40 movies a year. And I don't know if I will watch it, but it's you know, John Wick's dog was stolen, and that became an action series of some success. Was the dog stolen or killed? I believe the dog was killed. Somebody killed a puppy, and that birthed John Wick. So Nicolas Cage is saying, you know what? I know you guys like puppies. I'm going to do this with a pig.
I think we all need to issue a apology to Chris Cody, because in the local hour, he said that he thought milk was invented when early Neanderthals had cereal and they needed something to put in the cereal.
Go
and I texted my sister, who's a bit of an expert on ancient cultures, and she told me that cereal was invented like 10,000 years before milk became a thing that people
drank.
Wow.
That's
Hello.
Not true.
Who needs me?
That's not true.
It kind of depends on how you define cereal. So like ancient cultures were eating grains. So you could assume that they were eating grains in the way that we would consume cereal, which is basically just sugared grains, right? Yeah. So then they started drinking milk 10,000 years later. So they probably were like, you know, this cereal's a little dry. Got to get some milk.
Look at me.
Look at this cow. Looks tasty.
Blind squirrel.
Just to be clear, we're apologizing to Chris Cody because of his take earlier today that someone was wandering around a village with a bowl of dry cereal and said, oh, that udder over there, I want to try milk for the first time. Let me squirt from that udder of a cow something into my grains. Please stop making that gesture, Chris.
Milking a cow.
That's what you're going to do.
I understand that that's what you were trying to pantomime. It was making me uncomfortable, the sensual look on your face.
How else does he do it, though?
As you milked that cow.
Come on.
Yes, the way that he did, the way that he milked an udder, the udder was unusually long. It was...
Jess, stop it.
Okay, yes. Please, everyone stop what they're
Let's
doing.
Let's all do it.
Scottie Pippen is going to... Please stop doing that. Scottie Pippen is going to join us here in a little while. Can you get me the stat of the day music, please? Because I saw this on now. Tony's dancing like Donald Trump. Donald Trump obviously dances, as John Oliver says, like he is pleasuring a couple of giraffes at his side. Let's go ahead and play the stat of the day, please.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is your stat of the day.
According to Uber Facts, Kobe Bryant's grandma saw him play one professional basketball game. He scored 81 points.
Wow. Wow.
Mamba.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Why wouldn't she?
Grandmamba.
Why wouldn't she, why wouldn't she watch games after that? Like, if the first game she watched, he scored 81. I feel like I'd be like, hey, come to the next game.
Jessica, I don't believe that's anyone has ever made Billy as proud as you just did with Grand Mamba. It seemed like that envy swept over Billy there. He was thinking to himself, fresh off his appearance with the world's strongest man when he called him the world's shardest man because he shit himself twice. Oh.
That is great. Good job out of you, Bill.
Wow, a guttural knee slap from
the world's shortest man.
I've never heard her laugh that hard.
He gone because I recommend strongly the latest Mystery Crate, a clip of which was played on Twitter, in which I thought the comedic timing of the shipping container was impeccable as they talked to the world's strongest man, and Chris Cody asked him the very difficult question of how many times have you shit yourself while carrying something heavy? And what,
it's Chris's go-to question.
What in, it is. It
I
is,
ask everyone, not it, just it not is, just a bodybuilder.
It's like his waitress at brunch on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Let's ask Scottie Pippen the
Chris,
same thing.
I would love. Let's ask.
You Scottie have Pippen to, Chris. Yes, you have right. to.
I really
ask
don't, though.
You have to ask
I really don't.
No,
you have
let's,
to.
Let's,
you
let's,
have
let's,
to.
Chris, we so need, we need right. to make that the last question of the Scottie Pippen interview. Just you asking, have you ever shit yourself carrying something heavy? I don't know if the Diamondbacks are still here because I think they've been playing home games and I think they've lost 17 straight, but I did see the other day that they had set a record losing 23 straight road games, which means basically that you've gone on the road seven times and just gotten swept every single time. And I don't believe that that is something that would happen to a mediocre Double-A team. I believe a Double-A. I'm not kidding you. Wow. In terms of the randomness of baseball, where every once in a while in an exhibition, a college team will beat a major league team during spring training or whatever, I don't think people understand how hard it is to be a professional baseball team. And just because of the randomness of baseball, to lose 23 straight road games, it's why it's a record, Stugatz. It is. No matter how bad your baseball team is, every once in a while you will luck into some victory just because whatever. The other team is hitting the ball at everybody. I really do believe what it is that I'm telling you. That Double-A, where the best prospects are, I believe that I can throw a Double-A team out there in a Major League Baseball uniform and they will not lose 23 straight baseball games on the road.
They've lost 17 straight overall, 23 on the road. They're a dreadful team. I'm with you. I'm completely with you. A Double-A team, you send them on the road for 23 games, they come home with at least one victory. I mean, that's Maybe a triple A team.
Billy, well, I think of double A teams as having more talent.
Well, the double A teams are the best of the minors. No, I understand that. But Dan, it is really hard to do. That is really hard to do if you have any sort of talent on your baseball
team.
Why
it's never happened before these particular Diamondbacks have done it.
And the last away game that they won was all the way back in April. It was a seven-inning doubleheader. They won both ends of it. So they haven't won a nine-inning away game in 27.
They've lost 17 straight total games also. They're bad, huh? Yeah.
Evidently, this would indicate that they are bad. What did you think, Billy? I thought of you this weekend when Dontrell Willis says on Twitter, I don't care what anyone says, I made the Marlins hat dope.
D-Train.
I mean, is he wrong? You made the Marlins hat dope, Dan. D-Train. Remember when they had all those D-Train giveaways? I still have somewhere. I'd have to find. I have a D-Train train whistle that was a giveaway one time. I have the D-Train train conductor hat. Remember in the outfield? There used to be the guys with the trains that they'd go.
Ah, the guys in the outfield. We should talk to them. What do you think they're up to?
I want you to do a roving man on the street interview segment where you ask everyone whether they've shit themselves lifting something heavy.
I'm on it.
I want you to go out onto Ocean Drive and make sure that that happens in the next couple of days. Billy, were you the one? Explain to me how it is that you got sucked into watching all the Fast and Furious movies, all of them. Did you watch all of them here recently?
Sucked in. How dare you? No, I wasn't sucked in. The new one's coming out Friday. I had to catch up. Lots of things I don't remember, Dan. There was a couple movies that I saw only one time, so I spent this weekend trying to catch up those around me on what was going on. I'm through six right now, so no spoilers on seven or eight here, Dan. Don't tell me what happened, but good franchise, huh? I'm trying to figure out how I can see nine without going to the theaters, though. How do you think I can do that?
It's not a streaming service? It's not like one of these HBO Max releases?
I don't know. I haven't found it that way yet, and I need to finish watching because HBO Max, I had a free trial this weekend. I don't have the HBO Max, Dan, so maybe you want to send me your password so I can watch the rest of these movies because I was getting halfway through, and I think it expires the next day or two, so I got like two more movies I got to get through. Also, Hobbs and Shaw, by the way, I had a lot of judgment last week when I said Hobbs and Shaw might have been better than some of the other Fast and Furious movies. You know what I found out? Have you ever heard of Rotten Tomatoes, Dan? Turns out, audience score on Rotten Tomatoes for Hobbs and Shaw, the highest of any of the Fast movies, any of them. And I would say that Fast 9, F9, should be Fast 10 because Hobbs and Shaw should be part 9 because if we're going by this logic that it wasn't the main cast, then 2 and 3 shouldn't have counted either because that didn't have the full cast and those were totally different stories. Also, Dan, I know that you're wondering about Fast and Furious and I don't want to talk about it too much. 5 totally changed the game in the Fast franchise. IYKYK.
You felt how watching, you said six, so it's 12 straight hours. This weekend had 12 straight hours of Fast and the Furious or more than that? Are the movies longer than 2 hours?
Yeah, they vary, you know, a little 2 hour, 10 minutes here and there. But I had to, you know, break it up. I'd have to, you know, watch and then, you know, do chores and such things that have to be done. So over 3 days, I saw six of them. 3 or 4 days, I saw six of them. But you got to catch up, Dan. That's the thing. Like Money Heist, for example. Have you ever seen Money Heist on Netflix? Have you seen it? Casa de Papel. Have you seen it, Dan?
I have not.
They're going to come back in like September. And I don't know what the hell's going on by the time they come back in September. It's been like 2 years since the last season. So I'm going to have to rewatch everything again. That's a problem with binging. All right. You start binging all these things and then you're done with it in 6 minutes. And then you have to wait 4 years for it to come out again.
Billy, you seem to be watching an odd amount of movies. Has becoming a father, like all of a sudden you have all this time to watch movies?
It's the opposite of that. It's like I'm up at these strange times and I have to be up for like periods of time. These kids eat every 2 hours now, right? So you don't have time to do anything. So it's like, well, you wake them up and then you start feeding them and the feeding process takes like 40 to 45 minutes. And then they have to eat 2 hours after when they started. So you only have like an hour. So these movies that it seems like I'm just sitting down and watching will take me 4 days to finish some of them. I'll watch a 2 hour movie over the span of 16 hours and 10 minutes at a time. And then I have to rewind. I'm like, what just happened? The Naked Gun 33 and a third. You know how long it took me to watch that? It must have taken me 21 hours to watch Naked Gun 33 and a third. It was not worth it. It was not worth it. It was not a good movie. The worst of the Naked Guns. There, I said it. Naked Gun 33 and a third. The worst of the Naked Guns. Don't think it should have been made.
Took you 7/8 of a day to watch it.
Oh, jeez.
What did you think about Tokyo Drift, Billy?
I only saw that one in theaters. I saw it now. Not that bad. Not that bad.
Wow.
I don't know how I don't know how surprised you guys will be by this. This is how I watch because of I like some action movies, but Mortal Kombat, because it played Stugatz to some of the things that I liked with childhood video games. Sure. This will not surprise you the way that I watched the Mortal Kombat movie, which is I watched it in 21 minutes. I just kept fast forwarding to the fight scenes. Like, I don't care about the dialogue. I don't care about any. And the fight scene, and the fight scenes are amazing. They're amazing, but I don't need anything else. Just give me, just inject into my veins fast as possible. And I think a lot of people can watch a lot of action movies this way. Just give me the scenes in Mortal Kombat where you're having amazing cinematography around the fight scenes. Watched it in 21 minutes, just went through six fight scenes, got to them as fast as I could.
Don't you care about the plot, though? Everything in between?
Not at all. Really? Mortal Kombat?
I mean, imagine just going to the fight scenes of Rocky. I mean, you'll miss everything.
The
plot.
Is there any reason that you can't name an action movie not from the 1970s?
I mean, have they made any? I mean, Fast and Furious, I guess, but I'm not a big fan, and that's Billy's department, so I just give you Rocky, Rambo, and Cobra.
Anytime we're talking about, it's Tango and Cash, Cobra, and Rocky.
Point Break.
Stugatz, have you seen Skyscraper?
No. Oh, please tell.
You haven't seen Skyscraper?
I have not. No, just
imagine The Rock just jumping from a crane to a skyscraper.
With one leg.
Oh, my God. He only had one leg.
How did I miss it?
Well, because you haven't seen a movie, evidently, in 40 years.
Damn, once you see Rocky, there's really no point in seeing anything else. I gotta be honest.
It is fairly amazing that every time we're talking about movies, I mean, Rocky was made in 1976, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Tango and Cash.
Yeah.
Rocky.
Cobra.
If you're going super recent, Point Break is what you do.
So, guys, like, we play movie trailers all the time, and you say, like, we mentioned the name of, like, an action movie. You go, I'm there. And you really can't reference anything from the last 20 years?
No.
It sounds 30 and 40 years. Like, you have to go into the tank for Stugatz to give you. When is the last time you went to the theater? And what? You've become Greg Cody, who hasn't seen a movie since. Which one was it, Chris?
Welcome to Mooseport.
Nope, there's another one. There's it's a Kevin Costner election movie of some sort. What am I?
Swing Vote. Right. Swing Vote. Yes. Swing Vote.
Yeah.
What is the last movie that Stugatz has seen in a theater? Are you going to go like Silence of the Lambs or something on us?
Right around there. Man. Misery, maybe.
Stugatz, you're doing a huge disservice to yourself not watching action movies that are out now. Action movies now are so much better than the old action movies. The stuff that they're doing is insane.
Stugatz will not have you say that anything is better than Cobra.
Billy, go watch Cobra, okay? I don't know what you're watching now, but Marion Cobretti, a detective, okay? He lights a match off of his tooth and he throws it backwards and everything explodes. I mean, movie over.
I could have watched Cobra in 90 seconds. Fast forwarded straight to that scene.
I'm trying to think the last movie I went to in the theater and I can't. When's the last time? Have you been recently?
No, I haven't. Well, no one's been recently, or not too many people have been recently.
Like in the last 5 years.
Yes, I have been to a handful of movies in the last 5 years in the theater.
It was the Rambo movie that we all went to see together, wasn't it? That was the last time you went to a theater.
I think you're right. No More Blood?
No, it's the one before that one.
There's always more blood.
I don't think No More Blood.
Final Blood.
I don't think No More.
John Rambo.
No More Blood is not one of the options when it comes to anything in the Rambo franchise. There's always more blood. Although I do believe we were promised some sort of final blood, and we didn't believe them. Was it indeed the final blood? Was that the last of the Rambo franchise? I do believe that... I think, yeah, that movie that we saw in the theater together as a show, I'm pretty sure should have gotten a porn rating just for violence.
Somebody threw a baby in a fire.
Yeah.
It was Last Blood.
Okay, it was the problem. It wasn't Final Blood. It was Last Blood, and Roy has it correct. I believe it should have had a triple X rating for the reason that he just mentioned. Not because it was porn, but because somebody threw a baby in a fire. It's absolutely so.
Would I surprise you if I told you that the first Rambo was not actually called Rambo? It's called First Blood.
Yeah, it was First Blood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here's the order of the films. First Blood, Rambo First Blood Part 2, Rambo 3, then just Rambo when they rejuvenate the series in 2008, and then 11 years later they bring it back with Rambo Last Blood.
First Blood, Last Blood, brings it all full circle.
Right.
I do think that we're headed, though. Does anyone believe there are more Rockies now, and then Sylvester Stallone isn't in the next one coming out, Sylvester Stallone's not in it, right? The Creed franchise is advancing.
I think it was the first one he was not in, yeah.
Well, he wasn't in the last one?
He was in the last one.
It's the next one that he's not in. It's the one that has not come out. But are we done with Rambo? Is Final Blood, because I believe we all questioned that. We did not believe that Final Blood would be Final Blood or No More Blood or whatever it is that Stu Gatz wants to call it.
If we're making Rocky movies without Sylvester Stallone, that means he's done, right? That basically, you know, he's out. I mean, I feel like Rambo can come back with a new lead. There can be a new John Rambo, presumably, because we'll reheat any idea. But if Stallone's not in Rocky movies anymore, then he's done, right?
We found more blood.
That should be the next one. Scottie Pippen will be joining us here in a little bit, but I did want to go back on something, Stu Gatz, because weekend basketball was moving fast, and I'm surprised that we went so quickly from an athletic story about there are problems in the Dallas locker room to GM of 16 years and guy who has been with the franchise for a quarter century, Donnie Nelson, out.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Carlisle, champion coach, 13-year tenure. I believe I have this right, Stu Gatz. There's so much turnover in coaching in the NBA that I think Steve Kerr is the third longest tenured coach right now in the NBA, now that Carlisle is out in Dallas. But what do you make of the fact that organizationally, after calling it bullshit, an athletic story, that there was a power shift going on in the organization, that both those guys days later, who represent one of the most stable power structures in the NBA, both of them have been knocked out after Mark Cuban said that Bob Vulgaris acquiring power in that organization, that the story was not true.
So I heard about the rumors about Carlisle before I heard about the story with Vulgaris, where it was just 13 years and maybe it's been enough and maybe I want to try something different or do something new. So I'm not certain those things are tied together, but I think most people probably do. They feel like those things are all tied together. And you have Luka, who's upset. And so my initial reaction was, wow, first off, Luka's a great player. And Donnie Nelson has a great reputation as a GM, and Rick Carlisle has a great reputation as a coach. And I just wonder if Bob Vulgaris and what he brings to the organization, if indeed these things are all tied together, I wonder if it's worth it, if Bob Vulgaris is worth it, since he's running off what many people believe to be very good basketball minds in Carlisle and Nelson. I mean, is he worth it? I don't know.
I thought it was really interesting that Rick Carlisle almost explicitly made it a point in releasing a statement to Woj, I'm making this decision of my own volition. I'm not getting fired. Now, Tim McMahon reported on Zach Lowe's podcast that even if he didn't leave, he was going to be on the hot seat next season. But Rick Carlisle, very clear, I'm out. Like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. And it does kind of signal a greater organizational problem, which I think Jess has pointed out on a couple of occasions now. Mark Cuban has been kind of caught on the back foot on things that are happening in his own building that he doesn't seem to know about. There seemed to be a huge political war within this organization over power, and Mark Cuban didn't seem to know about it.
To me, the most surprising thing about everything happening in Dallas is Don Nelson and Rick Carlisle have only been doing their jobs all their lives to have a player like Luka. And they're walking away from that.
Yeah.
It is the most
generational type player.
Well, not just a generational type player, but the most treasured thing in that sport that you can give a coach, an organization, anything is young star who will solidify your franchise for a decade because you will be relevant simply by virtue of having him. That's not something that people walk away from of their own volition. And it makes me wonder what the hell is happening in that organization, because Rick Carlisle has been around long enough, working hard enough to know that that is a thing that lures Stan Van Gundy out of retirement, even though the job is a misery, because, oh, Zion Williamson right. is there. That's the thing that you want, because look at how hard it was for Stan in Detroit, because he didn't have that. Every coach, every GM in the sport knows that's what I want. Daryl Morey sees it falling apart in Houston. What does he say? Oh, wait, Philadelphia, that looks like an awfully nice job. Why? Because they've got young generational talent, and I'm going to be relevant. I'm not going to not be in the playoffs when I have someone like, if I do my job a modicum of well, I could do my job excellently without Luka and not make the playoffs.
Right.
I could do my job mediocre.
He gets me there.
And he will get me to the playoffs, and ostensibly he will keep getting better, and you'll keep finding the right pieces to put around him. And it just makes me wonder, how bad does everything have to be there structurally for people to walk away from the thing that they want the most?
But you can kind of see it, right? Like, you could see, hey, you have these two lifers, Carlisle, Nelson, and in walks Bob Vulgaris, and no one kind of knows who he is, and he's got all the answers, and he's the analytics guy and the gambling guy, and he has all the numbers. Like, you could see that rub, right? You could see how that would happen, right?
I don't see how that would happen, because I don't know the details of what it is structurally
right.
is happening okay. in the organization that is true, when the reports are that Vulgaris was influencing Carlisle's lineups, and that was part of what Cuban was calling bullshit, because the coach doesn't allow that. But then Carlisle says, hey, I'm leaving, and it throws remember when...
How does Mark not know, by the way? I mean, it's his organization.
But he's got a lot of things that he's interested in. I mean,
but he cares deeply about that basketball team.
Understood. Like, I don't know how to answer your question. I just remember Daryl Morey telling us the story of, I would come in and put a packet on Kevin McHale's desk of analytics, and he would take them and throw them in the wastebasket. Because the coach has that. You saw Moneyball, right? Yep. Philip Seymour Hoffman is laughing at the idea of Billy Beane coming in here organizationally and trying to. The thing that's sacred for the coach is you allow him to pick the lineups. And so I simply don't know what's true there. I'd like to know what's true. I don't know what's true in terms of, is Bob Vulgaris actually forcing lineups on Rick Carlisle, because that would be enough to make Rick Carlisle leave.
Oh, no doubt. I'm still wondering how Philip Seymour Hoffman got the role of Art Howe.
What are you laughing back there about, Chris? Mean,
less Shark Tank, more Mavericks Tank, yeah. Am I right?
That's what you were laughing about?
I wasn't laughing.
Go outside and ask people whether they've shit themselves.
No, Scotty? Where's Scotty? Scotty's, I guess I can't do that.
Scotty's Damn. Disappeared, unfortunately. People were waiting around. What happened to Scotty?
It was described as a mix-up.
Right. That time zone thing again. Don't get me started. Okay.
Yeah. Who was it described as a mix-up by? Billy?
Yes.
Yeah, it was privately in the chat saying, hey, don't mention this on air. We can discuss after we're done. There was a bit of a mix-up with Scotty.
Right.
Central time zone.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.